The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Dafayin. Today's Gemara is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esir, Ruach Hashem, Terechen Began Eden. Amen. Today's Tav is being studied in the Fu'a Shlema. Yosef ben Sarah, Rahamim ben Adel, Sarah bat Rachel, Erna Nefer Alem, Betuch Shalach Olam, Israel. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Ayin Amud Rishon, and we are on the second line. Amar Av Hezda, Amar Mor Ogba, El Cheta, Ben She'amar Tenu, Ben She'amar Al Tetnu, Notnim Nahem Kol Sorkam. Which means we learned in yesterday's Daf that there was a Hiduk. When a father tells his sons before he dies that I only want them to get a shekel a week, or he says, tenu shekel, give them a shekel, and they really need a selah. So the Shita said what? You give them a selah. And the explanation we said was, because the father probably didn't know the cost of living. If you could assume that if the father would have known that the cost of living went up, then he wants to give them a selah. But if he says, don't give them only a selah, only a shekel, then you only give them a shekel, because he was being specific. Now, and we said it's based on the Shita of Rabbi Meir that says mitzvah l'kayim devrei amet. That's what he said. You got to fulfill. Either need more, let them go to the tzedakah. So now the Gemara is saying that if Hasda says, but you know what? In principle, in halakha, doesn't matter what he said. Whether he says give them a shekel or he says only give them a shekel, you give them kol sorchehem. You give them exactly what they need. So the Gemara says, "Haikamaylan halakha k'Rabbi Meir damar mitzvah l'kayim devrei amet." What do you mean? I thought we call like Rabbi Meir mitzvah l'kayim devrei amet. Mitzvah to listen to the words of me. He said, "I only want them to get a shekel." So what are you doing? So hani mili b'mili aharinita. The Gemara says that's talking about other items, not monetary items regarding the children. When it comes to other things that he says. However, aval beha menach nihade, he wants his kids to be supported fully, no matter what he says. Even when he says only give them a shekel, he has a reason why he said that. But ultimately, he wants them to get full support. Beha damar hachir, the reason why he said that was lezaruzinu hu deata, which means exactly. He wants them to be zealous, that she writes, "Shiyachziru achar mezonotehem v'shelo yehu ra'avtanim." He doesn't want them to be gluttons, which means he doesn't want them to think, oh, we have so much money, we can go buy, spend, waste. So on purpose, he's saying, give them only a shekel, just for their mentality. But ultimately, if they need more money, of course you give them more money. But the reason why he's saying shekel, because he wants to not to spoil them, that they should get used to a spoiled lifestyle. But of course, he didn't mean that if they're going to starve and go to tzedakah, of course you give them the money. Tiranatam, we learned, ha-pe'utot. Kaperotot are children. And she says, how old are these children? And she says, Tidokot b'netesha oshmona. Okay, 8 or 9 years old. Not kids. Mekhan mekach. Okay, their sale is a sale. Transaction is a transaction, which if they buy something. Umemkaran mechir. Okay, if they sell something, their sale is a sale. Bimetaltelin. Okay, regarding metaltelin, move on. She says, dafka. Ava bimekarkae lo achvishte sarot. Okay, when it comes to sales on real estate, they have to at least bring 2 years of maturity, or until they reach the age of 20. Which means that's the shiur of maturity for a transaction on karka. Amar Rafram, Rafram said, lo shanu ela she'en sham apotropos. Now, what is apotropos? Apotropos, as she says, like an administrator that's in charge of the estate. As she says, sheminu abi yetomim obeddin. Which means that which we say, pe'utot. That we said they have a right to sell their mekka as a mekka and their memkan as a memkan, all that stuff over there. That's where there's no apotropos, so they're on their own. Aval yesham apotropos, but if there's an administrator that's running the estate, that's running the stuff, en mekan mekka ve'en memkaran mechir, because then he controls it. Which is, if they're on their own, okay, we'll let them sell their stuff. But if there's an administrator, the father gave the right to the administrator. It's not considered a sale. So comes the Gemara and says, mimai. Where do you know this Hiduk from? Midiktani. Well, it's actually our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? In Ma'aseh Ketana Klum. Which means the Ma'aseh of the Ketana is nothing. And therefore you see what? Listen, when there's no administrator there, okay, so then we'll let them deal. But where there's, for example, a Shalish, like in this case of our Mishnah, the Shalish is like the administrator. The father gave over the rights to the administrator, the Shalish. I want you to go buy this field for my daughter. So she has no rights to come along and say, give it to my husband, and she sell it. She has no rights. She has to listen to the Shalish. So you see, when there's somebody, a third party in there, there's no rights. That's the Gemara's proof. Gemara says, who told you? V'dilma, hecha di'ika Shalish shani. I'll tell you, no. Maybe because in the Mishnah there was a third party. So that she says, Shani hecha dika shalish shenishtalesh lekach. Well, that was his job. He was appointed. The father said, listen, you got to listen to instructions. I want you to give this to my daughter. Aval apotropos, what's an administrator's job? Eno ela la'asot tzorchei yetomim. What's the job of an administrator? The father appoints the administrator, Betin appoints the administrator for the benefit of the yitomim. Lekol atzarich, v'are imachlu elu ha-pe'otot, en ze shinui mitzvah tamet. When they sell, it's not going against the mitzvah of the met. She'af apotroposhim kol atzarich mazorotem, which means, doesn't the apotropos have a right to sell for their benefit? Of course, that's the whole purpose of an apotropos. So that they can sell for themselves. They want to sell their items to benefit themselves. So therefore you have no proof, just because you saw now Mishnah that a Ketana doesn't have rights, yeah, that's because when the father appointed a Shalish, and he said, this is what I want you to do, so she cannot argue. Mashiach, when a father appoints an apotropos, what's the dynamics of an apotropos? The apotropos, the father appoints him, you're supposed to protect my children. Protect my children's assets, do everything for their benefit. Mm. Okay, good. So they want to sell something that's for their benefit. So the Gemara, maybe, even when there's an apotropos, I can argue that they have rights to sell. Mm. So the Gemara says, Imken, litni aval ketana, ya'aseh shalish mashi ushlash biyado. Well, if that's the case, that's the way you're learning the Mishnah's language should have been that by a ketana, the Shalish does what he was told to do. My en ma'aseh ketana klum. How come the Mishnah said ketana en ma'aseh klum? It's mashma what? Shma mina afilu be'alma. It's mashma even when there's no Shalish. Which means like this, if the whole purpose of the Mishnah is saying that the reason why the ketana doesn't have a kinyan is because the Shalish was given strict instructions, let the Mishnah say that. The Mishnah should say, aval ketana, Hashalish ya'aseh ma'aseh ushlash. Because the Shalish got instructions. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The end of the Mishnah's language was ketana en la ma'aseh haklum. Which teaches me what? That what? Afidu ba'amah become apotropos. Which means even in the case where there's an apotropos, there's no kinyan. So there's no difference between a Shalish or an apotropos. As long as there's an administrator, somebody dealing with the items, Ketana cannot go along and sell and do anything. Of course, if they're the only ones there, the father didn't appoint a trustee and stuff like that, so they got to live. So they can sell their kinyan, the metatlin, and that's the way the Gemara concludes. Okay, now he says over here in the one note, just so you have a little background, that midin Torah, from the Torah law, mikho umimkarosh shel katan enam halim. From the Torah law, you have to be a gadol to make a kinyan. There's no such thing as a kinyan of a katan. This transaction is nothing from the Torah. Aval hakamim tiknu shiyuklu ketrim laset velatet b'metalteliv yumasim kayim kedei sheilem ma lihyot. It's a tekana for them that what? They have to live when they're yatomim. Also, now we're learning the nature of that tekana. It's only when there's no apotropos. There's no apotropos, so they're on their own. So what do you say? You can't sell anything. What do you mean you can't sell anything? How am I going to do? The guy's going to die. However, if there's an apotropos, then already the apotropos will fend for you. So we thought to say, then no, maybe you apotropos is for the benefit of the yatomim. So just like you're there for my benefit, I'm also for my benefit. So maybe I can do it on my own. So from the language of the Mishnah said en ma'aseh ketana klum. It didn't say that en ma'aseh ketana because there was a shalish. Not only in the case of a shalish, even when there's an apotropos, en ma'aseh ketana klum. And therefore, when there's an apotropos, the ketanim lose their rights. But of course, if there was no apotropos, in a chenameh, there would be a right for them to fend for themselves, even though in the Torah, no, but the rabbis gave them this ride. Hadran alach mitziah ta'isha. Perek hamadir. We begin with the first mishnah of the perek. Hamadir et ishto melehanot lo ad lam midyom. So a person makes a neder against his wife. That what? That she cannot have hana. That he's not going to be mehaneha. That she cannot derive any hana'ah from him. But she says, what type of hana'ah are we talking about? In hana'ah tashmisho ne'esar aleha. Well, he cannot say hana'ah tashmish because he's obligated to the tashmish. That's one of the things that the husband is obligated to his wife, like we say in the ketubah, onata. But that's the time. Damishubada, hilkach, bishvil tashmish, enanu lakufo lehotzi v'nitin ketubah. Which means, if he makes such a vow like that, you don't force him to get divorced and pay ketubah because the nedir is not hal. V'hana'at mizonot. This is talking about, which means he's coming along and saying she's not going to be nene. I'm setting up from the hana'ah of mizonot. That's like, what are you talking? He's obligated to give a mizonot also. So how can he make a neder on mizonot? Seemingly it should be also not effective. So the Gemara will ask that question. But again, hamadir et ishto, he makes a neder to his wife, milahanot lo, which means that she cannot have hana'ah from him, which means including the mizonot. Adla midyom. So if it's 30 days, he put a cap to his neder. Ya'amid panas. He should put a panas, which is like an intermediary, to support his wife for those 30 days in the interim. And then after the 30 days, his neder is not hal anymore, and then he can continue supporting her as he was. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? But you're still giving a hana'ah. So what's it? So he pointed a panas. So you're not doing it directly. You're doing it through a third party. But still, the kaurat, you're giving the hana'ah. So the Gemara will ask that question. She says, Ya'amid panas shaliach shi'ifan nesena. We don't want him to starve during those 30 days. So you put a panas in between, and he'll take care of the take care of it. Yeter mikan. Oh, but if he makes the neder, let's say, for more than 30 days, Yotzi v'yitin ketubah. So then the din already is no good. He's got to, we force him to divorce, and since she didn't do anything wrong, he put herself in this predicament, she can't live without getting mizonot. So therefore he has to pay her her ketubah. It's not like she did anything wrong where she loses her ketubah. The din is yitin ketubah. Meaning immediately, once he makes such a neder, right away, you have to give a get, and she gets ketubah. Rebuda says, no, there's a difference. Be Israel, chodesh echad yikayim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, by Israel, 1 month, if that's all you made it for 30 days, that's fine. Ushnayim yotzi v'yitin ketubah. But if you made it for 2 months, so he gives you an extra month. He says, if you made it for 2 months, then already yotzi, you have to divorce her and give her a ketubah. Bekohen shnayim yikayim. 2 months is fine, which means you can make a neder for 2 months off the bat. Ushlosha, but if you make it for 3 months, they're not going to give him a mizonot. You would see me, you think ketubah. Now, why does he give you an extra month for the kohen? Exactly, because the kohen, once already gets divorced of his wife, can't take her back. So therefore, they're a little more deliberate when it comes to the kohen, which means they give him an extension of an extra month. Now, she'enkin Yisrael, even if she gets gets divorced, you can always take her back. So therefore, they're more rigid in the time. That's she. Israel, im Israel, who she called Lazur Girushato. If it's Israel that can take back his Girusha, Ubekohen, Shimi Gershena, Luyukhan Azid, have a Shema Sofoit Haret. Maybe he's going to regret. Yavulin Abanan Zenatefe. So to give a little more time to think about it. Hamadir Itishto. Okay, next case. A guy makes a neder against his wife, Shelot Titom Ehad Mikoda Perot. Right? He makes it to his wife. My wife cannot have hana'ah from a certain species of fruit. So the deen is yotzi v'yitin ketubah. Now, what is kind of neder? Is this something? Can a person make a neder against somebody else? How can a person's neder oser something else on a person? Which means it's not in the husband's jurisdiction to forbid fruit on his wife. It's not his item that he owns. So the Mefashim explained, and she is alluding to this, you're still right, she made the neder. She said, I am not going to have hana'ah from this type of fruit. He heard the neder, and he kept quiet. Right? So therefore, it's as if he was mekayim the neder. He validated the neder. So in this deen over here, the Mishnah is saying that if they made such a, she made the neder, and he validated, you'll see the yitin ketubah. Okay? They didn't even give a time over here. Smashma, in all cases over here, you have to get a get, and she gets ketubah. With Omer, Bidah gives a time. Israel, yom ehad yikayim. If it's 1 day that there was a cap to the neder, 1 day is fine.
you fulfill the neder. Shenayim, you see, you take ketubah. So he gives you 2 days for Israel. Ubkohen, shenayim, yikayem. If it's 2 days, keep the neder. Shlosha, you see, you take ketubah. So that's that case. It was exactly what the logic is. Why do you have to divorce her? Because she was osed herself from a peri. Why should that cause a divorce? Good. Habadina teshto. Next case. Guy makes a neder against his wife. Shelo tetkashet be'ahad mikol haminim. That she cannot wear a certain makeup or a certain type of tachshitin, a certain type of jewelry and things like that. That she says, kunam bosim pnoni. Bosim, a certain like a perfume. Alay vu kiyem la. Okay, and she made the neder, and he was mekayem, just like we learned in the last case. She made the neder, I'm not having an av from a certain perfume. And he said along, he kept quiet. Or he said, I validate the vow. So if the vow is a vow, yotzi v'yitin ketubah. Also, he's got a divorce and give her a ketubah. The biyosi omer, depends. Ba'aniyot shelo natan ketzbah. Uba'ashirot shelo shim yom. That's she. Ba'aniyot, meaning a lady that's an aniyah. Poor lady. And she says, be'isha aniyah. Poor lady. Im lo natan ketzbah ledavar. I mean, he just said. She says, I'm forbidden for the besamim, and the husband validated it. Open-ended. That's when we say that Yotzivi Yitin Ketubah. Aval im natan ketzbah, tamtin ad oto zman. Which means, but if she gave a time, let her just wait until that time, not to wait to be saved, and then after that time, not a problem. The Gemara mefarish ad kama yiketzbatam. And the Gemara doesn't explain, well, what's the limit? There has to be a certain cutoff point where you say it's too long. But a rich lady that's usually puts perfume on and things like that, that's already the cutoff point is 30 days. Which means if you didn't make the day more than 30 days, you don't force him to give a divorce. But once it's 30 days and she's ashira, already she's accustomed, 30 days is too long. Long for to go without besamim, and therefore yotzivi yitim ketubah. And again, I will go through all these cases, but we begin with the first case of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah is the husband made a neder against his wife. I'm not giving her an af from mizonot. Now the kara, we know the rule. The husband is obligated to give mizonot to his wife, and the rule is also that if you're obligated to do something, so you cannot osed it on her. It's not yours to be osed it. It's really her rights. So therefore, really the neder should not even be hal in the first place. So therefore, we shouldn't have to discuss yotzivi yitin ketubah. What do you mean yotzivi ketubah? It's not a neder. We shouldn't have to discuss. Is it 30 days? Is it more than 30 days? The thing doesn't start from the inception. If you're obligated to do something, so your neder cannot be hal on a shi'bud. So the Gemara asked that question. V'chevan de mishu'bad la, that she says lemizonot, since he's obligated to give her the mizonot, hechi matze madir la, how is he able to osed it to the wife? Kol kemine, is he believed? De mafkala l'sharbuda? Right? Is he believed to make a neder to uproot his sharbuda's obligation that he's giving to his, that he needs to give to his wife? That then I, we learned in the Mishnah, we learned this Mishnah several times already. Kunam she'eni ose leficha. Which means, this was a Mishnah that talked about the lady. She made a neder, I'm not going to let you have hana'a from my work. Now we know the ma'asiyah there belongs to the husband. So there was the reverse case where the lady came along and said, "Kunam, I'm not letting you have an av from Ma'asi Adayim." So Tanakama said in that Mishnah, "Eno sarich lehafir." The husband doesn't have to pay any attention to such a neder. Why? Because the neder is not hal. Mm-hmm. Why is that neder not hal? Alma kevan demishabedale. Since in this case she is obligated to the husband, the Ma'asi Adayim, lav kol kimineid mafkal leshebude. So she's not believed to make a neder to be uprooting this shabud. So similarly in this case where it's the reverse, where the husband makes the neder against mizonot, since he's obligated to give a mizonot, right, he's not believed to make a neder, or doesn't have the power, we'll call it, to make a neder to uproot his shabud that he has to his wife. Ela, the explanation the Gemara says, which is the answer, mitok shiachol lomar la. Since the husband has a right where he can tell his wife, tsei ma'ase yadayich bimzonotech. We learned earlier, can't the husband tell his wife, listen, keep your ma'ase yadayim and I'll keep my mizonot. Which means we learned that it was a trade-off. Since the husband is giving ma'ase yadayim, or since the wife is giving ma'asi adayim to the husband, so in return, she gets mizonot. But we're learning that the husband could say, listen, keep your ma'asei yadayim, and I'll keep my mezonot. So therefore we're going to say that since he has the right to tell her that explicitly, na'asa ke'omer la si'im ma'asei yadayim b'mezonotayich. Which means, in this case, he didn't say it explicitly. All he just said was, I'm making a neder, you cannot have an af in the mezonot. So we looked at it as if he said, keep your ma'asi adayim, and I get the mezonot. Oh, once he gets the mezonot, then he can make a neder, because the mezonot is his now. Now, even though he didn't say it, but he can, it's as if he said it. So the Gemara says, before we got there, the Gemara says, na'asi komet tap nashi, da'afagav v'lo amar, even though he didn't say that, hareu keomet v'vada da'ata da'chiadra. Yeah, Vaday, you have to say that's the only way he can make a neder. Because first of all, before the neder can be hal, he's got to get the mizunot back into his domain. Now, how do you get the mizunot back into his domain? So he's got to say, listen, keep your ma'asi adayim, I got the mizunot now. He didn't say it. But when he makes a neder, you got to assume that that's the mechanic he was using to get the neder to work. Well, so the Gemara has a question on this. The Gemara says, answer, we cannot accept such an answer. Why? But if you're going to subscribe to the opinion that we learned earlier in the Masechet of Rav Huna Amar Rav, that said what? Damar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Yechola Isha, Shetoma Lebala, Eni Nizonet, Ve'eni Osa, which means the wife is able to come along and tell the husband, listen, Eni Nizonet, I don't want your Parnasa, Ve'eni Osa. And therefore, I'm not going to give you my ma'aseh adayim, which is according to Rav Huna, if you remember, he learned that the whole advantage was for the lady. The whole reason why we're giving her mizonot is because we want to give her an advantage, because since she's giving ma'aseh adayim to the husband, so we want to feed her. But it's her advantage. If she doesn't want the mizonot, she can come along and tell the husband, hey, listen, keep your mizonot, and I'll keep my ma'aseh adayim. Oh, kunam she'ani oseh lefika. So if that's the case, when she comes along and says, "Kunam, I am not going to let you have hana'a from my ma'asei adayim, am I in or sarik le'afir?" Why do you say that the husband doesn't have to make hafara? Lema mitok sheyichola lomar eni nizon ve'eni osa na'asa kemi shomer to eni nizon ve'eni osa, which is once you're subscribing to a sevara that says that whenever a person makes a neder, like this case over here by the man, you think it's as if he's saying, keep your ma'asi adayim, and my mezonot will be mine if I can make a neder against you. So if that's the case, why you said it's sinning by the lady? When the lady made a neder, and she said what? Kunam, I'm not letting you have hana'a from my stuff. So what do we say? He doesn't have to make hafara. Why? Because she has to give the ma'asi adayim to her husband. Who said? Maybe I'll say that when she makes such a neder, it's as if she's saying that what? Keep your mezonot, and I'll keep my ma'asi adayim, and therefore you should have to make up for that, because bottom of the ma'asi adayim is in our jurisdiction. So just like you answered our Mishnah to make the neder hal, you could have answered the Mishnah also by when the lady makes the neder, to say, na'asa kimi she'ilu, and therefore the neder will be hal. Again, in our Mishnah, is the neder hal? When the husband says, listen, I don't want you to have an af from my mezonot. It's hal, which I mean, I can be hal. He owes him a mizonot. No, we say, he doesn't owe him a mizonot. How doesn't he owe him a mizonot? It's as if he says, keep your ma'asi adayim, and I'll keep the mizonot. Oh, so it's really in his jurisdiction. Oh, so the neder is hal. He didn't say it. It's ki'ilu he said it. Good. Once you're going to go with the ki'ilu he said it, let's go back to the other Mishnah. The lady made a neder. The lady makes a neder. You cannot have hana'a from my ma'asi adayim. What did the Mishnah say? Eno sarich lafir. He doesn't have to make a fanadarim. It's not hal. Why? It's not her ma'asi adayim to play around with. Oh, but wait. Once already you're coming with the sevara, why don't you say that since if she would tell the husband, I'm keeping my ma'asi adayim, you keep the mizonot, so the ma'asim is in her jurisdiction. So why don't you say when she makes it, it's as if she's saying that my ma'asi adayim will stay by me and your mizonot stays with me. What's hers, what the din should be, she should make it. The husband has to make hafara adarim. But you see, you don't say that because you don't read into the neder. So just like you didn't read into the neder in the case of the lady making, so how come you come along and read into the neder in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ela lo temanasa. You're right, don't read into it. Because what you're going to start to read into it, then you're going to have a problem with the other Mishnah by when the lady makes the neder. Ela be'omerla. He said it explicitly. Tzi'i ma'aseh yadayich b'mzonotayich. Okay, that's obvious. Which means if the guy came along and told his wife explicitly, keep your ma'aseh yadayim, I'm keeping the mezonot, and now he makes a neder. Kunam, I'm not letting you have an'ah from the mezonot. Okay, so very good. So that neder is going to be hal. Yeah. The only question is, if he makes such a neder, and he's allowed to make such a neder, what does he have to go now? Appoint a panas to support her for 30 days. Which means she has a ma'asi yadayim. Mm-hmm. So eat from your ma'asi yadayim. Why is he still obligated to have a third party going in feed her? The neder is hal because he bought back his ma'asi, he bought back his mizonot. By telling her explicitly what? You keep the ma'asi yadayim, I got the mizonot. Good. So now it's his. Now once it's his, you can say, kunam, you're not going to have any anah from this mizonot. Right, any of this, which means his neder is a neder. So what does the Mishnah say? Well, for the first 30 days, he's got to support it through a third party. So the Gemara asks, Iyache panas lamali. What do you need panas for? So the Gemara says, Bidelo safka. Oh, so the Gemara goes through a host of questions. We learned earlier that even if she's giving her back a ma'asi adayim, but if her ma'asi adayim is not enough to support her, the husband still has to kick in for the extra, to make sure that she's supporting. So now we're back to another question. So really, he's obligated in this mezonot. So if he's obligated in this mezonot, then neder shouldn't be hal, because it's not his, but this is still a shi'bud to the wife. So if it's still about where she's not getting enough, means the husband's obligated to supplement. That's right, supplement the ma'asi adayin. Hadra kushya l'dukte. So we're back to the original question, meaning, why is his neder hal bichlal? If he's obligated, he bought back the mizonot, beautiful. And ma'asi adayim, eat yourself, don't bother me. But like I said, if she doesn't have enough money from the ma'asi adayim, you still have to support her. So he's making a neder on those supplemental mizonot, you can have hana'ah. You can't make a neder on that. That's hers, that's coming to her. So back to the question, how is the neder hal bichlal? Amar vashe bimsapeket ledvarim gedolim ve'ena maspeket ledvarim ketanim. So the Gemara comes along and says, there's different items over here. There's devarim gedolim and devarim ketanim, which means like this. He is supporting her, let's say, on what's called devarim gedolim. So ma'asi adayah, that is. Her ma'asi, she could buy, let's say, staple items, meat, wine, bread. You know, that's devarim gedolim, main items. But the ma'asi adayah doesn't take care of ma'asim ketanim. That's like sweets, desserts, and things like that. Okay, so therefore, her ma'asi adayim, she's eating, fine. We're talking about the supplement ma'asim ketanim. Now, that's still vague. So what, ma'asim? Who cares what the supplement, if he's obligated on the supplement, I don't care what he's buying. If he's buying candy or he's buying whatever. So the Gemara says, Hari devarim ketanim hechidame. What's exactly the case over here? Idir gila behu, if she's accustomed to eat these candies and sweets and dessert items, Harigila bihu. She's ragila. Therefore, it's hers. It's coming to her. He cannot make a neder against it. Mm-hmm. Meaning, it's a sharbud. Which is, if she's accustomed to eating these items, he's obligated to maintain that lifestyle. And therefore, how can he make a neder to take away these things? The ilo ragila bihu. And if you're going to tell her she's not accustomed, so panas lamala. So what do you need to put in the middleman to continue feeding her those extra items for the 30 days? If she's not accustomed, so the neder is hal, you don't even have to put a middleman. The man of shak. So the Gemara says, lo tzericha dirgila bebet nasha. Okay, so now we get to the bottom line of the case. She was accustomed to eat these items in her father's house. Bet nasha is her father's house. Well, before she was married, she would eat, of course, devarim gedolim, like everybody eats devarim gedolim. And she would also eat devarim ketanim. She was spoiled with the desserts and all that type of stuff over there. Now what happened? When she got married, the husband only was supporting her devarim gedolim. Vekam begalgela bahadeh, which literally means she rolled it, which means she forgave him. She said, listen, I'm not interested. You don't want to give me the varim ketanim? It's okay, as long as you give me the varim gedolim and mezonot, stuff like that. So she was begalgela, she let him slide, so to speak, under the varim ketanim. Now what happened? Damra le. Oh, so therefore, let's go slow. The lady really was mohel the varim ketanim. She was letting the husband go by. Good. So now when the husband makes a neder, well, devarim gedolim, she's getting because it's ma'asi adayim is covering it.
Yeah.
We're talking about a case where he explicitly told his wife, ma'asi adayim is yours, I get back your mizonot. Beautiful. And what? There was enough for the ma'asi adayim for devarim gedolim. She's eating basar, yayin, lechem, good, all those stuff. But there wasn't enough for ma'asim kedim. But so what? she already was mohel, the husband, in the beginning of the marriage. Don't worry about ma'asim ketanim. Therefore, his neder is hal, which means when it comes to, I'm not giving you an for the mezuzah. There's no shi'bud on the ma'asim ketanim. Therefore, the neder is going to be hal. Oh, so the neder is hal. So what do you need a panas for? So the Gemara says, but now that he makes the neder, the amrale. Listen, till now you didn't make a neder against me. Galgilana, which means I rolled it. I said, you didn't make a neder. You were giving me mezonot. So okay, I let you slide. I said, okay, just give me the main stuff, and I let you. I was more heavy on the small stuff. But on that, hashtag the adartan. But now that you made a neder against me, you said what? You're not giving me anything. Which means I'm not being more ready anymore. Jesus, listen, when we got married, you told me you're gonna support me. Okay, don't worry about the small things. But now already you made a neder against me. Now at the time that he made the neder was hal. Because at that time she was really mohel. Now she says, you made a neder against me? No, not the mohel for the small stuff. She says, I want the small stuff. So therefore he's gotta put a panas in between to support her for the small stuff. His neder was hal. Because at the time that he made the neder, she didn't care about the small stuff. So therefore, chal neder. So if I'm not giving you mezonot. So go back to the Mishnah. I'm not giving you mezonot means I'm not giving you devarim ketanim. Let's speak it out clearly. Ma'asi adayich is yours. That's what he said explicitly first. Mezonot then comes back to me. Eat from your ma'asi adayim. Good, she's eating devarim gedolim, no problem. Devarim ketanim, he comes along and says, listen, devarim ketanim, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to let you have an on the mezonot for devarim ketanim. Now, that neder could be hal, because really there was no shi'bud to her, because really she was mohel. But once he makes the neder, she comes along and says, hey, I'm not mohel anymore. You know, as long as you wouldn't make a neder against me, I was mohel you, I was fine. Now you make a neder, you take away my mezonot, I want the devarim ketanim as well. Oh, so now he has to put a panas for 30 days in order to feed her the devarim ketanim. Oh, comes the Gemara and says, umay shena ad lamidyum. Now, where did you get the 30-day item from? Which means, what happens after 30 days exactly? You say what? By 30 days, if you make such a neder, everything's fine. 30 days is up, then go back to the neder, it breaks, and everything's fine. But if it's more than 30 days, ketubah, give her a get, what's going on? So, ad lamidyom, lo shame'e ba inshe, velo zila ba milta. If it's up to 30 days, it doesn't get out. Which means, and she doesn't get embarrassed, which is an embarrassing thing. The husband says, I'm not supporting his wife anymore. Up to 30 days, it's quiet, really. And therefore, there's no zilzul for the wife. And therefore, it's fine. Tefeh. But what happens after 30 days? Shame'e ba inshe vezila ba milta. But already the word gets out. It's a zilzul for the lady. Therefore, the deen is, after 30 days, you have to already give a get. And she gets the ketubah because she didn't do anything wrong over here. So that's the first way we understand the Mishnah. So when you go back to our Mishnah, you got to read a lot of information in this Mishnah. The Mishnah is very, very short, very vague. When it says the guy's making a neder against his wife, it means first of all, he got the mezonot back into his jurisdiction. He explicitly told her, you keep ma'asi adam, I keep mezonot. On the ma'asi adam, we're able to feed our devarim gedolim. Devarim ketanim, she was mohel because she said, okay, even though she was accustomed and her father said devarim ketanim, when she got married, okay, I said, I'll let it slide. Oh, but once he made the neder, I'm not letting it slide anymore. Oh, so he's got to put a panas. Make sure you feed her the devarim ketanim, because now she wants the devarim ketanim. Oh, once 30 days passes, so now he says, the word gets out, everybody knows the guy stopped giving, even if it's only devarim ketanim, but it's a zuzu for the wife. Then already the deen is, ketubah, yotzi b'yitein la ketubah, comes to give us another way to understand our Mishnah. Okay, which is the question was, how, we're only answering one question. How is the neder of the husband hal? There's a shi'bud, which means that he's obligated to give mizonot. We just have to figure out how to get around that question. If he has a shi'bud to give, he cannot make a neder. Ibayat ema shedira kishi arusa. Oh, he committed, or he made the neder when she was still in arusa, that what? I'm not giving you mizonot. You're not going to have a hana'ah from the mizonot. Okay. And he's not obligated to give mizonot. And since he's not obligated to give mizonot, the neder is hal. So Gemara says, arusa, mi itla mizoneh, which means, what do you need a panas for? Which means, since they're not obligated to give mizonot, what does it say? Once he makes the neder, the middleman's got to start feeding her. What are you talking? There's no chayuv, it's arusa, there's no chayuv in mizonot. Which means, I understand why his neder can be hal, no problem. I'm not obligated to give you mezonot. I'm telling you, I'm not going to give you any mezonot. Good, hal. Put a panas for 30 days. Panas. There's no obligation. Kabbara says, no. Shegiya azman velon nisu. Very good. If you remember, we learned previously in the Masechet that even at an arusa, after a certain stage, let's say for Betulah 12 months, and the husband, for whatever reason, didn't consummate the marriage, he has to start feeding her. Even if we said if he's a Kohen, he has to start giving her even Terumah. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hegi al Seman. Let's say the 12 months past, the time lapse of the Irusin, Velon Nasu, and they didn't get married, Ochelet Mishelo, the Ochelet Betrumah. Oh, she starts eating regular food. If she's married to a Kohen or Arusat to Kohen, she starts eating the Terumah. So therefore, you see what? He's making the Neder, which means really, he made the Neder that what? Before the Sha'bud. Okay. Yeah, which you have to say he made the Neder before. Which means when he had the, when the Sha'bud was in him. But now what happens, the 12 months are up. Now once 12 months are up, already it's a hayuv now to start feeding the wife. So therefore, exactly. So now he has to put a panas in for 30 days. So the Gemara says, Umay shena ad shloshim yom. Now, so now what's a 30 day factor anymore? Which means, what's the logic, that you, according to this answer, that you're giving a 30 days? So the Gemara says like this. Good.
Got it?
Which means like this. I explain it to you better. He says a little different. Minat Torah. Say it like that. Minat Torah. Arusa does not get mezonot. I don't care if 12 months. Minat Torah, till you get married, hayav mezonot. The rabbis came along and instituted 12 months, start feeding her. So they have a Minat Torah, the guy's neder is hal. When he comes along and says, even after 12 months, I'm not giving you mezonot. Minat Torah, the neder is a neder. But what? With the banan, hey, you still got to start feeding us. Therefore, you got to get the panas to go fulfill the rabbinical obligation. But it's not that the ned is not going to be hal. The ned can be hal, which means after 12 months from the Torah, does he have? There's no shabud medoraita. Exactly. So since there's no shabud medoraita, he makes a ned, and then there's hamedoraita. Good. So he has to keep it. The ned is good. But what? Rabbis come along and say, hey, 12 months, start feeding. So now he's got to put the panas. So now the question, okay, so what's the 30-day situation? Now you're not going to really come along and say the zilzul. Why? That a guy's not feeding his arusa. That's not such a zilzul. So then where'd you get the, I understand the first answer was to my, when she was married, 30 days, you got an issue, people are going to hear about it. Why? The husband's not supporting his wife. That's already zilzul ne'isha. And arusa, it's not such a zilzul. So the question is, what's the 30 days? So Gemara says, umay shena ad shiloshim yom. Ad shiloshim yom avid shaliyah shlihote. Which means for 30 days you could trust the shaliyah that he's going to execute. In 30 days it's a small job, he could get out of the mezonot. Tefe lo avid shaliyah shlihote. Which means after 30 days the guy falls out, the guy becomes delinquent, whatever it is, he doesn't take it seriously anymore. Therefore she's not going to get a mezonot anymore. But for 30 days we know for sure she's going to get a mezonot on time. After 30 days the guy, whatever it is, becomes lazy. So therefore, after 30 days, already got to give a get, and she gets her ketubah. So that's the second way to understand the Mishnah. So go back to the Mishnah. According to this Pshat, someone in Arusa. Arusa, after the 12-month grace period kicked in. Minat Torah, nothing changed. He's not obligated to give a mezonot. Hence, his neder is hal. I don't want you to have an after mezonot. Hal. Banan, the rabbi said, after 12 months, you got to start feeding her. Even if she's you're a coin, you start giving her terumah. Oh, you start giving her terumah, all that stuff. So, banan, you got to start putting a shalish in there to start feeding her in the interim for 30 days. Why 30 days? Because we can assume that 30 days the guy's going to be, executed. After 30 days, no. Third answer, how to interpret it. Again, we're answering one question. How did he make a neder? He's obligated to give a mezonot. There's a shemu to give mezonot. Right? That's the question. The case like this. Shedira kishi arusa. He made the neder when she was arusa, so there's no hayuv mezonot. Okay? Vinisit. Oh, and then she got married, which is once she gets married, the hayuv of mezonot is hal. And therefore, you know, that neder he made when she's arusa, once to get married. So therefore you gotta put a panas. His neder is still a neder. When he made it, it was legal. Good. So now it gets into the marriage. Well, marriage, there's no obligations in marriage. Marriage, how you have to give her mezonot. But you made a neder. And your neder was hal. Also, then you gotta put a panas during the interim. So the Gemara says, now. So the Gemara, it's the obvious question. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, Niset Hasavra Vikibla. Which means she knew what she was getting into. If he made a neder already when she was an arusa, I'm not giving you mezonot.
So that's the deal.
Okay, that's the deal. But you, now when you know you're getting married to this guy, you know already, he put a neder on what? That doesn't, why do you have to put a panas for 30 days? It's not that she didn't know what she was getting into. It's almost as if she's saying, I'm mukhail. I know, it's like he didn't spring it on at the nisuin. Already at the irusin, I'm not giving mezonot. And what? Now you want to marry me? I'll marry you. So I made the sweet. So therefore, why are you telling me he's obligated to put a panas for 30 days? It's savra v'kabla. She thought and she accepted the deal. So Yomara says, "The amra," because she come along and say, "Hold it." Kesivura ani shani yichoda lekabel achshav. Why do I accept this neder? Because I didn't know the rules. I thought that once I get married, now I start getting mizunot. I mean, you wanted to stop me from when I was arusa, I had no problem. But it doesn't mean I accepted that when I was getting nisuin. When nisuin, I thought that the old bets are off, and now I start getting my mizunot again. But now you tell me what? That I can't get? I cannot get? So therefore what? Therefore you have to put a panas in between and got a support because she didn't accept such a deal. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? We have another case where we say the lady is really mohel. When did we say such a thing where a lady accepts certain situations? I'm sorry. Where do we say where a lady can come along and say, I didn't know? Yeah. And she come along and say, hey, I thought the rules change once we get married. Gabim mumin. That's my blemishes, which means like this. Let's say the husband had a mum, okay, when at the time of Irusin. Okay. He had a certain physical blemish. She knew about the blemish. So she said, you know what? I accept it. I have no problem with it. She got married. Then all of a sudden, she sees the blemish again. She said, no, I'm out. I didn't know it was this bad, whatever it is. Then you could say that she could say, listen, you know, I accepted it at the Erusin, but she can change her mind at the time of the Nisuin. However, Mizonemi Amnina Hakeh, but Mizonot, we don't say that she could change her mind. She's once already, you heard that the guy made it, I'm taking away Mizonot. She can't come, you're stuck. And you went through with the marriage. You can't come along now and say at the time of the marriage, hey, I didn't know. I thought, you know, maybe now it's going to change. Hey, you knew that by mumin you could do that. Which is, when there's a physical blemish and you said, I'm going to go through with it, and then you went through with it, and you look at the mum again, the lady can say, I'm not interested. This is too much. You know, she thought she could handle it, but she can't handle it. Fine. We have to think of that. But the point is, she can't get out. That's the point. But the question why she can't go, because she accepted it originally, right? And she got married. Yeah. But the point is now, when it comes to mezonot, and listen, you know what you're getting into. The guy said, I'm not giving you mezonot. And you were fine. So you can't come now, once you get married, say, well, I want the mezonot now. So that cannot be the answer of the Mishnah. So therefore, gotta go back to the original, whenever you see the word mahavarta, Mahavarta in Aramaic, Havarta means white.
Clear.
Which means, Ila Mahavarta. You have to go back to the clarity that we had originally, which we gave the previous answers. So basically, we have two answers to answer our Mishnah. Number one, it's about Minanisu'in, right? With that whole business where he traded back her Masi, and then have to get back his Mizonot, Masi, Ketanim, the small foods that she was used to, and she was more healthy. Once he made the dinner, she wants it back. If he has to put a panas, 30 days, the Zul factor. And the second shot was Irusin. She was Irusin after 12 months. Exactly. So the Mizonot is halal, the Mizonot, but the banan, it's not halal because of the Lord, they got to support us. So 30 days, what's the 30 days business? 30 days, the panas is going to feed her. After 30 days, he's not going to be reliable anymore. Therefore, already he can get a divorce, and he has to give her a ketubah. Comes to Mishnah, continues, Ad 30 Yom Ya'amid Panas. Good, so if 30 days, got to put a Panas. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Upanas Lav Shlechote Ka'avid? Who's the Panas working for? The Panas is working for the husband. So therefore, he's breaking his neder. You cannot have any hana. I will not give you any hana from his own. Then what does he do? He does his panas. Do me a favor. Go feed her for 30 days. But so you're the one that's sending the panas to go feed her for 30 days. So what's the difference if you're doing it or the panas is doing it? That's the Gemara's question. Right? Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says,
whatever the time is.
Upanas lav shlichuta ka'avid. Amar Rav Huna. So the case, like, he didn't explicitly tell the panas, go feed my wife. He said like this, be'omer kol hazan eno mafsid. He made a vague statement. He said, anybody that supports her will not lose out, meaning I'm going to compensate you. So it's not like he designated a shaliach. He's just saying it in a hint at it exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, Vehi amar hake lav shlichuta ka'avid. Even when you say that, that's a chavra shlichut. Why? That tenan we learned in the following Mishnah. Mi shaya mushlak bebor. Okay, a guy was thrown in a pit. The Amar, now he wants to get his wife a get, because if he dies over there, now his wife's going to fall into Yibum and things like this. So he says, Kol HaShomeya Kolo. He screams at anybody that can hear my voice, Yichtov get le'ishto. Right? I want you to go write a get and give it to my wife. He says, Hare elu yichtibu v'yitnu. So what do you see? It's Shilihut. Even though he didn't appoint somebody directly, he just said, whoever hears me, do the get. So, and that's considered what shaliach. You can't give a get unless you're a shaliach from the husband. My guy can't just give a get on his own to the wife. Also, you see, the vague appointment is considered shaliach. So they're sending over here. Whoever feeds my wife will not lose out. That's considered a shaliach. The Gemara wants to compare the cases. Can you compare the cases over here? Why? Hatam ka'amar yichtov. There, he said clearly, right, which means whoever hears my voice, lichtov. So that's more like a commandment, directive. He gave it tzivui, right to get. Mi ka'amar yezun? But here did he say, whoever hears my voice, feed my wife? He just said, kol hazan ka'amar. Whoever does it, he didn't even give a directive. The difference, which in the board, the guy comes up and says, listen, whoever hears my voice, write the get. So you're telling somebody to write the get. He becomes your shaliach. Here, you didn't tell somebody, I'm telling somebody, support my wife. That's a problem. Here, you're just saying, whoever does it will not lose. Whoever does it, that's not already a directive. Good. Rabbi Ami still challenges. He says, bidleka. But Menan, there's a fire on Shabbat. Somebody has a fire in the house on Shabbat. So we looked at Masechet Shabbat. Hetiru, what do they say it's permissible to say? Lomar, kol ha-mechabe eno mefsid. And you're allowed to say on Shabbat, the house is burning, he says, whoever puts out the fire will not lose. Kol ha-mechabe eno mefsid. Okay, good. That's mashma. What do you mean? It's mashma. Only on Shabbat you could do this. Bidleka. Why do they have to say bidleka hetiru? That they allowed this. Limeute mai. Lav limeute ki ay gavna. Which means, must be it's coming to exclude our case. Which means, bidleka, fire, hefsed mamon. So we'll let you say, you know what? Whoever wants to put it out, kol ha-mechabe enu mafsid. Even though normally in other cases, such language is not going to be good. And what are those other cases? Our case, where he got mixed up against his wife. We're not going to accept him to say, kol hazan enu mafsid. Bidleka hetiru. But not in the case of the neder. Kiva says, "Lo, no, the meute shar isurim de Shabbat. It was just in Shabbat itself, which means on the laws of Shabbat, bedlek. Normally, if you're allowed to do something, you're not to tell a goy to do something for you. I mean, lakum zasur on Shabbat, right? So it says on Shabbat bedleka they were mekir to use this terminology kol mechaberu. But in other laws of Shabbat." You know, for example, there's a loss in another melacha has to be done. We're not going to let you say this language to a goy. On Shabbat, for Shabbat laws, the only time we're leaning on Shabbat laws for this amirah la'akum business is melacha. But by outside of Shabbat law, that's not a shlichut. And therefore, for sure, you can say, kol azan eno mafsid. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. The Hamidi. Shabbat's more chamur than the regular law. Ve'lo etiru v'em lomar ha'oseli melacha zu eno mafsi kedin shishmur ovet kuchavim v'yasu ava b'nadarim lo gazur.
Which is on Shabbat, it's even more strict than the regular law. Not only can you tell the guy directly, do this for me, you can't even hint to do an isur on Shabbat. Good. By deleka, okay, hinting's okay. But by nedarim, we don't make such stringencies by nedarim. Want a hint? Without giving a directive, like a kol hazan enu mafsid, no problem. Comes Gemara says, "Mativ Rava." So Rava brings a question. Hamudar hana'a bechavero. Good. A guy, let's say, mudar hana'a is, I'm not going to give my friend cannot have any hana'a from me. Makes isur on the guy. I will not benefit my friend in any way. Ve'en lo mayuchal. And now the poor guy, he has nothing to eat. His friend is starving. He feels bad, the guy, but he can't give him any food.
Yelech etzel hinvani haragil etzlo.
So you can go to the store, the shopkeeper that you're accustomed to.
Ve'yomar lo.
And you tell the shopkeeper, listen, ish peloni mudar hana'a mimini. I made a neder. The guy cannot have hana'a from me. Ve'eni yodeya ma'eselo. And you know, so I don't know what to do.
Hu noten lo.
So the shopkeeper can understand the hint. Feed the guy. Okay, and he can go take the money after. Okay? So the Gemara says,
Achi hu deshari.
In this case, the Gemara is saying is, okay,
Abal kol hazan eno mafsid
lo. But he's not allowed to say, in this case, whoever is zan my friend, eno mafsid. Why? Because it's mashma, that's already like a shni'ut. Which is similar case. We're only letting the guy go to the shopkeeper and say, listen, I'm in a predicament. You know, I made an edit, just talking. And the guy can do whatever he wants. And then he'll pay him after. But Smashma would not be able to do our solution and say what? Listen, my friend's in trouble. Call Azan in Omafseed. Gemara says, no. He'd be able to do that also, by the way.
Lo mibaya kamar.
But the Mishnah is giving us a hintush.
Lo mibaya call Azan in Omafseed.
For sure he could say call Azan in Omafseed. Dile alma kamar. Because he's not talking to anybody specifically. He's just giving a general hint to everybody. But this is different. Since this guy is accustomed to going to the shopkeeper, the kazil come and he's coming to tell him the problem. You might think the shopkeeper is friendly with this guy and he's going to him. It looks more like he's telling him, do me a favor, give this guy mizonot. That's why Kabash Malan, even if the shopkeeper is Ragil, so long as you don't tell it to him explicitly, what do you tell him? Listen, you know, I made a nadir of such, and you know, I don't know what to do. He could take the hint. But Vadai, when you're not going to a shopkeeper that you're friendly with, certainly you can say, Kol Azan Eno Matzid. That's to everybody. I'm not talking to anybody. Sorry, I don't have to tell you that. That's Pashut Mishnah. The Mishnah was giving you even a bigger hiddush. Okay? That's that. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.